would like to congratulate the four recipients for 2012 Jefferson Award. This year's recipients are Ann Boney, Ben Downs, Nancy Berry, and B. Safis.
And could you give a bit of a biography to each of the four?
Ben is the general manager of the Bryan Broadcasting Radio Group, and he is involved in many events. What the board of selectors really liked about him is that he is very across the board in what he's involved in, and he sometimes does the stuff that other people don't want to do, like washing the dishes and cleaning up and that kind of stuff behind the scenes. So there were a lot of things about Ben that they really liked. B is actually from Calvert, and she's a sweet, sweet lady. I got to talk to her a little bit, and the Calvert community loves her. I actually had the Robertson County judge calling me this morning to talk to me a little bit about her. So, you know, she started a daycare there, and then she also started working with other groups to help the kids and seniors in that community. Ann Boney, she is very well known in this community for her involvement with the NAACP. I believe she is still the president of that organization, of the Brazos County location here. And, again, she is also involved in many things, and in her church and the youth programs and things like that at her church. And Nancy Berry, she is, of course, the mayor of College Station. She is a well-rounded person as well. You'll see that as a common theme with the three of our winners, with three of the four winners for sure. She's involved in many organizations, from young people to seniors. So really she does do stuff across the board, and she is a true community servant just because of her position on the city council.
For those who are not familiar with the concept of the Jefferson Awards, could you provide some background?
The Jefferson Awards is an award that is honored to four individuals in the Brazos Valley each year, and it honors them for being dedicated to public service in this community. That's why we find it so important here. This is our ninth year doing the Jefferson Awards, and the recipients are actually nominated either by friends or by family members or people who work with them in the organizations that they volunteer with. So it's not – the person didn't know they were being nominated. None of our four recipients realized that they were being nominated for this award. And so they were all very gracious when they realized that they received it, because they just knew that somebody out there cared about them and appreciated what they do for this community. And, of course, all four winners are some of the most humble people in this community. And so it was very nice getting to announce to them that they were the winners.
And who reviews the nominations?
The people who select the recipients for the Jefferson Awards are actually a group of seven people, and it's made up of different individuals from across the community. We have Jim Ross, who is an insurance agent here in town, and we had Angie Cooper, who is with the George Bush Foundation. We had Kevin Byrne, who is with Spirit of Texas Bank, who graciously sponsors the Jefferson Awards. We had Christina Seidel, who is with the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley. We had Dwight Groves, who is with Oldham Goodwin Group. We had Jerry Heintz, who is actually a winner of last year's Jefferson Award. And we had Alicia McLeod, who works here at KBTX. She was kind of our tiebreaker in case something came up and we needed a tiebreaker. So,
just how big of a deal is this?
You know, this is a very big deal. When I first started here, this was actually one of my first projects, and just getting to see the pieces that night that are done on the winners, it just, you know, it tugs at your heart, because these people do great things for the community. And so it really is a big deal. I've talked to past winners, you know, when they submit their friends and their families, members and their coworkers for this award, because they were so gracious to win it. And so when I talk to them, they tell me all the time that they, you know, they hold that award close to their heart because they really do appreciate it, mainly because it's their peers that are nominating them for it.
And what happens from here?
The four recipients will actually be honored at a live telecast, which will be on Tuesday, April 10th at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. We hold the telecast in the Rotunda. It is a 30-minute telecast that airs from 6:30 to 7 on April 10th.
And then one of the group then goes on to Washington then?
Yes. What that is all four of the Jefferson Award winners are recipients of the Jefferson Award. So all of them have that award. they are recipients of it. And then that night, a winner will be announced, and it's one of the four winners, will be announced to represent the Brazos Valley in Washington, D.C. at the national ceremony. So it doesn't make them even more of a winner. What it is they get to go, the Board of Selectors picked somebody that they felt would be the best representative based on what they do, what they're involved in, and different criteria, and they pick the one that they think would be the best representative of the Brazos Valley, and they send them to Washington, D.C. So all of them are winners equally. We're proud of all of them. So, but one will get to go to Washington, D.C. to represent this area.
And how do you notice when you look at how other sponsoring organizations does their Jefferson Awards? Just how much cooler is it the way it's done by KBTX here in the Brazos Valley?
Well, of course, we are very proud of our ceremony that we put on. You know, people across other organizations across the U.S. who do the Jefferson Awards, some may be newspapers, some are radio stations, and some are TV stations. So it kind of just varies. Ours is unique in the fact that we actually do a live telecast honoring all four. Some of the other TV stations actually just do pieces on them and air them in the newscast. Newspapers do a write-up on them. Radio stations will interview them and do pieces on them as well. But here at KBTX, we do that ceremony to honor them, and that's our way of showing our gratitude for what they give back to this community.